ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
الله سبحانه وتعالى is the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said of the meaning of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he owns 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. O Allah, make us among those.
Ya Allah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. O Allah, give us the love of you, and give us the things that make us love you. And O Allah, protect us from the things that make you dislove us, Ya Allah. And O Allah, make us always involved in the things that please you, Ya Allah. And don't make us involved in the things that displease you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, don't deny us, and don't deny your love to us with our action, Ya Allah. We are weak and we are sinner, but we need you, Ya Allah. We need your love, Ya Allah. We need your qurba, your closeness, Ya Allah. O Allah, please, Ya Allah, is nobody in our life deserve your love except you, Ya Allah. O Allah, please, Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, don't snatch your love from our heart because our ignorance and our lack of understanding and our weak love to material life, Ya Allah. And snatch all the material life of our heart, and make the love of you and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the love of the believer and love of good deed beloved to us more than ourselves and our family and all mankind. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. Today's topic for those who consider themselves a normal human being, a good human being, a decent human being. If you are normal, if you are a decent person, if you have goodness in your heart, and you fell in love with something, after you fell in love with something, you love something for the quality. And after you love something for the quality, you do all the effort to please whom you love. And after that is another journey. You fear to lose this love. You fear to lose this love. By this way, you make sure your behavior according to whom you love. And you're afraid the one you love, he look at you in a state, he become upset with you, and he does not love you anymore. And this is the quality of the believer. The believer, once he reach the level of loving Allah, they try to engage of the everything Allah love. And he's so scared if Allah see them in a state of sins, in a state of things he dislike. I was reading many, many days and many weeks and many months and many years, and I discovered something. Look at the manner of Allah. If you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's manner in Quran, he said, I love so and so, and I love those who do so and so. And he said, and those who do so and so, meaning the things he dislike, he said, I do not love those who do so and so. He didn't say, I hate you. He said, I do not love those who do so and so. And this, some scholars said something so beautiful. Why Allah said, I do not love those who engage in so and so? Is manner. And also he give you a chance. Because if I hate you, I might hate you to the point you have no any way. But Allah do not do that. You see, imagine the quality of Allah. This is why some of the early wise people, they used to say, don't love your beloved too much. Maybe he become your enemy one day. And don't hate somebody too much. Maybe he become your lover one day. Do you understand or no? Sometimes we love somebody too much to the point when he become our enemy, we're losing big time. And sometimes we hate people so much to the point we burn the bridges. And if we love the person, we have no face because we used to hate him so much. Do you understand or no? By this way, when you study in Islam, once you reach the level of Iman, Yaqeen, Tawakkul, all this, it leads you to what? Love of Allah. Once you love Allah, now you worry about the relationship between you and Allah. How? You're afraid to engage in an action Allah do not like. Allah do not love it. Because maybe he changed and he will not look at you. Like one person he used to say when I was young, something so beautiful. He said, if you are a teacher and you have a lot of students, but one or two students, you like them, you care for them, your eyes most of the time on whom? In the student you love. Do you get it or no? Now what happens if the student you love, he come and do something you do not like? You hate him more than any other student because you do not expect it from him. Do you get it or no? Hello? You get it? By this way, it's extremely important to realize once you love Allah and become obedient to Allah, you are under a microscope by Allah. Allah loves you, angel with you. Now, if you commit sins or commit mistakes, as a human being, you cannot get away from that. Like one scholar, he was making tawaf around the Kaaba, and he making dua, and he said, Allah, oh Allah, don't make me make a sins anymore, and protect me from sin 100%. Another scholar, he listened to that, and he tell him, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you 100%, how you can seek forgiveness? How you can seek repentance? How you can talk to Allah about His af? By this way, your weakness, your mistake is a complete thing, or like a journey of completing the name of Allah inside of you. You're weak, you need Him. You fall down, you need His forgiveness. You commit sins, you need to repent, tawbah. By this way, every name of Allah for action. And they said, nobody will live this life and die without Allah make him live all the need of the name of Allah. Meaning the quality of Allah. But today sometimes we misunderstand that. You understand me? Now, by this way, if you are a normal person and you love someone, what you do? You're scared to lose whom you love. But don't love the wrong person and said, I'm scared to lose whom I love. No. I'm talking about now, when you love a quality, something. Something containing all your benefit. And this something cannot be a man or a woman or anybody or money. It has to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, if you are normal and you reach the level of loving Allah, you're scared to lose this love. Today, may Allah forgive me, today we do it for money, for a man, for a woman, and before we know it, we lost the main love. We lost the main love for something insignificant, it will never really benefit us. Do you understand me or no? Now, and one person he said something so beautiful. The poor person is not the one who has no money. The poor person is the one who has no intellect. He is the poor. The poor person, not the one who has no family, but the poor person who has no love of Allah. The poor person, the one who doesn't have a lot of houses and, you know, property and all this. No. The poor person, the one who will not gain Jannah. This is the poor. You see? The poor person, not the one who doesn't have food, but the poor person, the one who doesn't spend some time for Allah. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Hakim al-Ummah, and Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, one of the most closer companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both of them, some people went to their own mother, and they asked, because he's living with the mother for a long time. They said, how is Abu Darda? How is Abu Dharr? And I discovered both of them has one thing in common. The mother, even they are two different person, okay? And the mother said about their own quality is two. Major quality is two. They spend a lot of time alone. And they always in silent. And they do a lot of fikr, a lot of thinking, and a lot of tadabbur. What is tadabbur? Contemplating. To reflect. Today, because we're so involved in our material life, when we think about that. And look now, another companion, Abu Dijana. Abu Dijana is the one, he went for Sabilillah for almost 20 years. And when he came back, he sent his wife a message. I came back. And he go to make turaqah in the masjid. The wife waiting for him at Zuhr time, he didn't show up. Asr time, he didn't show up. Maghrib time, he didn't show up. Aisha time, he didn't show up. She said he will come later on. He came after Fajr. She said, excuse me, after all these years, you came and you stay all this time in the masjid, what happened? He said, forgive me, I forget you. She said, how? He said, I was praying and all of a sudden, I was reciting verses about Jannah. And I keep thinking about Jannah, I forget you. She said, we do not have a chance of you. He said, forgive me, Jannah was overwhelming me. Look at these people. And when we meet each other, oh, my husband this, my wife this, my kid this, my business this, all the time, all the time, all the time. And without it, you know, if a topic you talk about it, what it mean? Is overwhelming you. What meaning overwhelming you? You think about it a lot. If you think about it a lot, it takes your desire. If it takes your desire, it generates love. And the majority of us, forgive me, all of you living in a fake love story. The wrong one. The one when you go to the movie and you watch a movie, what's it has an end? The end. In French, fini. Finished. And one person, he said, all love story and all the relationship in life is doomed to finish. Either you divorce, or he died, or he leave, he finds someone else, she finds somebody else, she have a sickness, you have a sickness, whatever, the heart change, whatever happened. And look what we doing. Look as a companion what they doing, and look at us what we doing. They already read the level, they think about the bounty of Allah. Like one scholar, somebody come to him and talk to him and said, this and this and this and this. And he started talking to him about different issue in life. He said, excuse me, you're not content and you're calling him? If you're not content with him, how you call him? You're not shy of yourself? Do you get it or no? Imagine you're not content with a person and tell him, I need you. This sometimes happens a lot with women and men. Marry. I hate you. You have to do this. I do not like it, but you have to do this. We do that in life. Can we do that with Allah? It become bad manner. And one scholar, he said, he can give you what you want, but you lose the relationship. Doesn't mean he give you what you want, he love you. He can give you what you want to destroy you. You keep nagging, this is what I want. Okay, take it. Let me see now what happened. If what you get make you far away from Allah, is a trial against you. And if what you get make you closer to Allah, is for you. Do you get it or no? This talk again is not a talk. You have to reflect. What you're thinking about, what you desire, how you spend your time. Because now you should guard your love. Guard. When I was young, they taught me, a real man, he guard his own woman. And the real woman who guard her own man. But if he's a man, and if she's a woman, make sure. Don't guard a garbage can and said, oh, I have to guard. Until it stink. Because today we do that a lot. We do it with the wrong cause, with the wrong people, with the wrong complete intention. Intention and ikhlas. Power. And if you claim you love Allah, if you claim you love Allah and worry about this relationship, what happened? Do you think you worry about any another relationship? No. Do you worry about being show off or be famous? No. When you look in the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the role model for us, what they used to do? Some of them, when they travel, nobody they are there. They're sitting in the masjid and nobody know who they are. What it mean? If you claim you love Allah and you value the journey of Iman and loving Allah, you do not care about status. You do not care about to be famous. Look at Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, who lost almost 7 years. He was alone in the desert. But he, Abu Dharr, the one Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he talk about him. He believe alone, he come alone, resurrected alone, and he died alone. There's a story behind it. But you understand me? Because if you reach the sincerity of loving Allah, you do not care about somebody to call your names. You do not care about somebody tapping your shoulder and said, wow, mashallah, how good you are. No. Actually, you're running away from that. You're running away from show off. You don't care about what people said about you, positive or negative. You care about your relationship with Allah. And for this, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace and blessing be upon him, he said to Bani Israel, he tell them, when you planted something in the earth, what you do? They said, we put the seed in the ground. He said, and I will bear witness to Allah. I will tell you the truth. Wisdom and faith and Iman will never grow in the soil, meaning the heart, except this heart like mud. What it mean in here? Meaning soft, humble, humility, no loving dunya, no status, no ego, no arrogance. He said, because the love of Allah and Iman do not come in a heart has any one of these diseases. Verse 3, number one, you have to prepare your heart to be dust, mud. What it meaning? Soft. You put the seed, the earth do not hit you. You see? The soft ground. And if you ask me today, we have a bad amount of diseases in our heart. This block the journey of love and Iman between us and Allah. And this one of the main thing to generate love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, if you want to go to this road, the road of Iman and loving Allah, you have to be worried and fear about something. What is that? They said, this journey, the head of your income is truthfulness. The head of your income is truthfulness. What it mean? Imagine if you are a businessman, I tell you how much you have. I have 1 million, 2 million. According to how much you have is your status. Similar, the one who go into this journey, your status is according to your truthfulness, sadq. This is your capital. The capital of your income is sadq. And if you ask me, it's not easy. Why? Either you are coward and fear, and this give you, I cannot make it. Or you are emotion freak, and the emotion make you hide your own goodness, or you cannot see it. And if you ask me, the majority of us fluctuating between one or both. Either our emotion over money, status, a man, a woman, whatever, it make us mask ourselves from the reality of our journey. Or I'm so weak to the point I'm saying to myself, I'm not good. I cannot make it. And I have a doubt. This is no good, this is no good. Doubt gives you weakness to the point you do not feel and trust in Allah. And the opposite. Feeling makes you so arrogant about what you want to the point you deny the message. Unless again you put your feeling in the right place. And this is why you find a lot of verses in Quran about it, warning us about those who love anybody above Allah wa Rasulullah. And Allah said it very clearly. Okay, in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 24. Read it over and over again. And Allah used the word love. This is why I tell you before, if one day you want, I share with you 80 verses in Quran about love. What Allah love, what Allah do not love. Who Allah love, who Allah do not love. What the things make you beloved to Allah. What the things make Allah do not love you. What the quality of the believer. And the merchandise you need to be your company of this trip is patient. But again, go back to patient. Patient meaning patient for Allah, patient with Allah, patient toward Allah for what your goal is. Not patient of condition. No. So they sometimes we misunderstand that. And we use word patient in a wrong situation can lead us to destroy us. No. It's patient for Allah. Patient to make salah on time. Patient to spend. Patient to put the love of Allah above any love. Patient to get rid of any corrupted love from my heart or attachment. You see? By the way, if you think the rich people have a calamity, the poor people have a calamity. Like one scholar, he said, one of the calamities of the poor people, if they look to the rich people and they think they can benefit them and they forget the beneficial, and the only one can benefit them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the rich people. And if the poor people believe in Allah only and do not look to rich people, Allah will take care about them. Similar, if your heart diverted to different love and attachment, it become a veil between you and love of Allah. Unless you drop it for Allah. The problem with that is sometime today we cannot do it. We cannot do it. If you read again what the companion did in Medina, they did it. They did it with money, with woman, with belonging, with garden, with business. We did it with everything. And number three, taqwa Allah, fear of Allah. And one of the things Ali ibn Abi Talib said radiallahu anhu about this, he said, don't allow Allah to see you where you not belong. And don't allow Allah to miss you when you belong. Do you understand it or no? Meaning, don't be engaged in something Allah dislike you. And don't be in a time or in a place with a people which Allah dislike you. And don't miss a time when Allah like you. For example, the time of Salah, don't delay it. Time of goodness, don't delay it. If Allah send you goodness, don't delay it. If Allah send you a situation to choose from, don't delay it. And always what Allah wants from you is against your desire. Who wants to wake up for Fajr? Who wants to wake up at night time? You see? You find out everything Allah tell you is the opposite of what we like. But the early people discover, when you do the things for whom you love, it becomes a pleasure to you. You not do it with uptightness. You're doing it with love. And this has to be within. Within. And he said, one of the scholars, he said, all this to help you not to be rebellious over whom you love. Because if you're rebellious over whom you love, very soon the one who loves you will not love you anymore. Because nobody loves somebody rebellious over him. Do you get it or no? And this we're going to talk about it in detail in a few minutes. If Allah allow me, which is what? A situation happened, you do not like it. Or a situation happened, you have to make a decision. And you like it. Which one you will choose? Are you choosing Allah above yourself? Or are you choosing the condition above Allah? When we have weak iman, we weak. But it's where we go according to our desire, even if it destroys our relationship with Allah. You see? By this way, or sometime a situation rise. A situation you love it so much, but didn't happen. And now what happened? You become rebellious, upset. Why I do not do this? Why my father do this? Why my mother do that? Why so and so do this? What? And you become rebellious against something you lost, according to you. But there's no such thing you lost. If it didn't happen, meaning the one who loves you do not give it to you. And the one who loves you, he did not give it to you to finish you or to punish you. No, he loves you. By this way, again, if I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happened? Huh? I look at everything happening to me with what? Contentment, rida, and I do not be rebellious. By this way, one of the things can make the love of Allah diverted from you and you lose it, to be rebellious over his qadr, destiny. And believe me, I saw the majority of you going through it sometime. And I scare for you, but nothing I can do. Because if a person is rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing I can do. And this is why I tell you, you want survival in the journey, don't be rebellious. You cannot. Because rebellious and dislike a situation, meaning what? You're not content. Why are you not content? Because something you do not like. What happened if Allah like? How you know? By this way, don't ever think what you like is good for you. Sometime what you dislike is good for you. And Allah said it. Allah said in Quran, وَعَسَى تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَى تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Maybe you dislike the things is bad for you. And maybe you love the things. Maybe you like the things is bad for you. And maybe you dislike the things is good for you. And Allah know, and you do not know. By this way, if you return situation, this iman again. This iman and love of Allah. By this way, high of iman, love of Allah. And if you believe in Allah, love you, why are you rebellious? Why are you acting like a big revolution against the Qadr of Allah and destiny of Allah? Allah do not like that. Allah wants you to surrender to His Qadr with complete pleasure and believe without no doubt. Inside it is goodness for you, but you do not see. Allah tell you, you do not know. He know, but you do not know. And this will lead you also to have qana'ah, to have complete satisfaction with whatever happening to you. And if you do so, now lead you to all the quality we used to talk about it. Rida, contentment, tawakkul, rely on Allah, trust in Allah, poverty to Allah, you see? Iman, yaqeen. By this way, a lot of people misunderstand. The journey of Iman, when it really grow, it lead you to love. And if you love, always you do whatever to please whom you love. And you're scared to lose this relationship by always watering the love relationship between you and Allah. With the things Allah love. The only difference in here is what Allah give you, you never understand. Good, or you like it, or you dislike it. But if you believe He's coming from Allah, the one who loves you, what's your problem? Do you get it or no? If you believe Allah loves you, and He denies something you love, what's the problem? Or He give you something you do not love, what's your problem? Actually, the early people, they said, anything Allah give me, I have to love it, because coming from whom He loved me. How I can deny or get upset of something He give me? And this is why they said, the one who love Allah, the pain equal the goodness. To eat sweet or having pain is the same, because coming from the same source. Allah do not give you sweet except to thank Him and show gratitude. And if He give you pain, to call Him. By this way, you're going to go through many status, and He is planned from His wisdom. What's your problem? If you believe in Allah and believe in His wisdom and believe He loves you, what's your problem? By this way, one of the signs of high level of belief is your emotion is calm in all situations, and you choose always what Allah chose for you. And this is why when you look in the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, may Allah be pleased with all of them, what they used to say, if a situation coming of dunya and akhirah, dunya and hereafter, we leave what is dunya and we go for akhirah, even if it will minus our life. Today we have a situation opposite. If we get dunya, even if we lose akhirah, is no problem. But this also is, all the talk I talk about it, it has another name, hidayah. High level of hidayah, guidance from Allah. You will not comprehend what I'm saying until you're really in a journey of hidayah from Allah, to allow you to comprehend and reflect and come to a conclusion. And I will give you a good news and bad news. Always the conclusion will be against your desire. And only when you obey Allah, later on Allah will show you. But not in the beginning. In the beginning is tough. Why you are weak? Because you surrender to your own desire. When you become strong, when you put the love of Allah and obedience of Allah above your desire. And now Allah can switch it and give you something higher. You understand or no? Hello? And now, look to what Allah did in Quran. When you look at something so beautiful and so powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all messengers and prophets, He chose five. Called them Ulul Azm, the most powerful. And from the five, He chose two. One is Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the companion closest to Allah. And what he did, he chose Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be what? Habibullah, the beloved to Allah. And look to the different one scholar collecting all the verses in Quran, about Musa alayhi salam. How Allah choose Musa? How Allah make Musa? How Allah protect Musa? And in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allowed Musa to talk to him and said, "Oh Allah, let me look at you." He said, "No, you cannot." And later on, He gave him the ability to talk to him. But this way, Musa alayhi salam is what? Kalimullah, the one who talked to Allah directly. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, look at the level. He took him to Isra al Mi'raj and let him meet him completely. Look at the huge difference. By this way, what is the highest level? To see Allah. And for us as a believer, this is the highest level to Allah allow you to be accepted by Him in this dunya. To give you the highest reward was enable you to see the most beautiful face of Allah in the Day of Judgment and in Jannah. This is not for everybody. This need what? Sincere people want this level. You want it, work for it. You want it, sacrifice. Can it come with what I like? No way. No way, no way. And read whatever you want. This companion who reached this high level, when they sacrifice everything Allah give them, for sabidillah. By this way, your desire diminished for His desire. This is what it means. Your desire diminished for His desire. When my desire come and His desire come, what I choose? Allah desire above my desire. If you ask me today what happened to us, we choose our desire above Allah's desire. Wake up, okay? Wake up before it's too late. Now, let me share with you a few things very important. Hopefully I can remember them. Let me try to summarize some of what I said. They said, if Allah chooses you and you believe He's the king, He's the owner of dominion, and He's the beloved to you, He make you decorated with two qualities, contentment and patience. Contentment and patience. And this will lead you to what? Quietness, silence, with zikrullah and tadabbur, to remember Allah and think about Him. And if this happens, you will leave what is not important for you. Why? If you love someone and somebody making noise, you go after looking noise, or you stay with whom you love? Huh? Don't forget today, we're really weak even to love each other. We're weak in everything. You see? But when you look to the real people who really have a real love, love unbelievable. When you look to the story of love, some people, you know, they keep looking to whom they love, they cannot let it away. You know? First, when you keep looking to whom you love, you try to please whom you love, you choose the love of the person, whoever you love, above all the love. And if you do so, you leave everything else in life for whom you love. And if you leave it, now you know He is in His hand everything. Now you are on the journey of completely contentment and rely on Allah, tawakkul. And when you do that, He said, one of the early people, you have to realize what Allah wants from you. He wants you to realize Him, to believe in Him, to show gratitude to Him, to be for Him. You agree? If this is the case, what happened? He said, at this time you realize. What do you want? And how you can want something when He wants? This now a little bit deep word. How you want something when He wants. And when He wants, it will be done. And what you want, it will not be done. By this way, if you reach this level, you become loving His quality, and at this time you will know the wisdom of what He's doing. Do you get it or no? Or you get lost? By this way, a situation arises. Okay? You like it or you don't. The situation, you have to love it for him. Because you know this is what he wants. Today we blame each other for a situation. And we forget. No destiny can take place without his word. Nothing. Nothing. If you believe otherwise, you become non-Muslim. You cannot stop destiny. You cannot change destiny. Destiny will take place. You like it or you don't. And if you are a believer, you believe without no doubt. The wishes of Allah and the will of Allah will take place above your wishes and above what you like. And if you know all this coming and all the hukm and all the regulation and everything coming from him, what it will do? It pleases you to obey him. It pleases you to obey him. And he said, at this time you will know. What happened has to happen. What happened has to happen. What will happen, it will happen. What happening, it will happen. Do you get it or no? What happened, happened. You like it, you do not like it, you love it, you hate it, you miss it, you do not miss it, it will happen. You cannot be rebellious. By this way, past, if it sins, I have to ask Allah to forgive me and stop it. If I lost something, I beg Allah, please be, you know, make me patient with you, Ya Allah. And the future in his hand, can I worry about it? No. By this way, again, this journey, it makes you comfortable. It gives you peace within. It gives you tranquility within. It gives you happiness within. It doesn't matter what situation. Like one brother, he sent me an email about one man from Dubai or Qatar. He born completely paralyzed, except little bit of finger and eyes. That's it. And he loved a sheikh. And his father called the sheikh to meet him because his son loved him. The sheikh came to visit him and he asked him one question. He said, what happens if Allah give you energy to move? What you will do? The person will keep crying and he cannot stop it. He said, I will thank Allah day and night. And this time, the person remind me and remind you was one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two gifts. The majority of mankind, they have it and do not realize it. Health and time. We do not thank Allah for health. We do not thank Allah for time. We do not respect Allah for the health He gives us. We do not respect Allah by using the time properly. And these two gifts, believe me, if you realize it, can we complain about any situation? No. Because if you look at people who have really severe situation or some situation, you thank Allah day and night. And none of us have the right to complain at all. And this scholar, he said, and if you love Allah, he said, you have two situations. Something past tense, and is already ordained. You have to love it. If you do not love it, meaning you do not love what Allah ordained. Because it cannot be. If it's done, if it's past, it has to be. Don't ever think what past cannot be done. If once it's can, once it's past, what it mean? It has to happen. Anything past has to happen. You cannot go in the past and say, oh, I wish this not happened. It will never. The moment you talk like that, you are not Muslim. And sometimes shaitan make you to go between, the scholars, he said it so beautifully, كان وكنا. كان meaning past. And تكن وكنا meaning the things you want. I do not want this. I have to have this. I do not like this. And this why when people talk like that, I tell them something and misunderstand me. Anything you worry about it or you scare about it will happen. Why? Allah will punish you with it because we cannot do that. We cannot choose our future. Allah wants me to surrender to His future. Trust in His future. You understand me or not? And I cannot complain about the past, because past, you like it, you complain about it, you cannot change it. And if you do not like the past, meaning you do not like the one who ordained it. And if you do not like the one who ordained it, how you love him? How you can be even a believer? It takes you out of belief. Because nothing can happen in the past without his will. Nothing can happen in the future without his will. Nothing can happen now without his will. You like it or you don't, you desire it or not. You see, this talk is easy. When the situation will not come, the nafs and shaitan make you forget. But if you have real love to Allah, with belief and iman, you know, qadr, you cannot change it. You like it or you don't. And this is why you cannot complain. And you cannot protect yourself from qadr. كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينفع حذر من قدر. You cannot protect yourself from qadr. You cannot. You cannot protect yourself from destiny. You cannot. And what all this? He said, and if you realize who's the owner of everything, you become surrender to his own destiny. And at this time, you reach the peace and tranquility inside. And you love it more than the thing you love. Look at this now. You love it more than the thing you love or you dislike. By the way, one situation will happen. Even if you dislike it, but you have iman, you will love it because it's coming from Allah. What more than pain? What more than diseases? You see? But if you have iman, and you have sickness or diseases or pain, you know, this cannot happen without the will of Allah. And He's the only one can allow it to happen, and He's the only one, He's the owner of cure and shifa. Why all this? He said, once you reach this level, now you become beloved to Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, you do not know what I hide for you to please you in hereafter. By this way, when you look about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people who have zuhd, what is zuhd? To completely deny this dunya. And how many times Allah asks the people whose money to spend? How many verses in Quran Allah command us and advise us to spend? Spend what Allah give you and make you Khalifa. You are Khalifa of the money. A representative of the money. Allah did not give it to you forever. He gave it to you as an amanah to see what you're going to do with it. And if you believe in Allah in every aspect, you said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. You belong to Allah, and Allah is the ultimate wakil for me. My representative, my controller, my guardian. And when you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He switched your bad deed and He switched your calamity with goodness. In this life and the hereafter. And they will follow the path of Allah, and they will gain the ridwan of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, and nothing will harm them. But this for whom? Who completely surrender and submit to the will and the qadr and destiny of Allah. And today a lot of us, Muslim and non-Muslim, cannot get it. We become so rebellious because destiny always against our will and against our desire. Is earthquake is desirable? Huh? Is volcano is desirable? Is tsunami is desirable? Is severe wind is desirable? Look at all this. Look at even California and all this area. When they have a major drought, After that major fire. After that major water is sliding the houses by mud. And all these people has $5 million house, $10 million house, $2 million house. It doesn't matter. Psst, slide. $5, $10 million slide. By mud. What about the people who are so poor? What about the people who are sick? By this way, today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you a lot and take a little bit of food from you. And you become rebellious. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, be careful. This topic is very hairy. Because one of our belief is thank Allah and show gratitude. And like the scholar said, how you love someone and you do not thank him? How you love someone and believe in his quality and you do not show gratitude to him? How you love someone and you believe he give you the best and you're rebellious about something he give you? Because you do not like it. By this way, the one who has a belief, who love Allah, he saw the love of Allah in every aspect. By this way, this make you what? Deal with it according to what Allah wants. With what? Contentment and patience. But not rebellious and not kicking like a donkey. Didn't know. This will meaning some trial is coming later. Because if you do not pass, the following one will be more harder. And it's coming. How I know? The sunnah of Allah will take place. Because if Allah loves you, He cleanses you from your own diseases. If your disease is not cured, He keep cleansing you. And this is what we do not understand. We cannot escape the qadr of Allah. If Allah loves you. And this He prepare you for Him. And what is that? This is actually what? The reality of Iman. The reality of journey of Iman, faith. And if you said that, and you have the truth of journey of Iman, now this journey of Iman will lead you to what? You do what Allah love and please with. And you love every situation Allah give you. And you deal with it according to what Allah wants from you. Not your desire, not your nafs. And if you said at this time, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, only you Allah will worship you, only you Allah will seek support. He said, now you are tell the truth. Now I will please you, now I will give you. And now they will not be rebellious over any situation, and they seek Him only, and they seek support from Him only, and they be patient with Him only. And if they do that, now they reach the level of Siddiqeen. Because now they said, Sadaq Allah al-Azim, Allah say the truth. But it's not a talk, it's an action when it happened. And if you do not do so, Allah said, كذب عبدي, my servant is a liar. He said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and he go to somebody else. And he believe in somebody else. He loves somebody else. I'm not the only one in his heart. And you think now Allah, if you are a liar, He will support you? No. By this way, this will lead you to become a slave to Allah when you read Quran. When you read Quran, you follow what Allah said. If you follow what Allah said, the Quran will be witness to you, not against you, and Quran will be a pleasing and blessing to you. And if you read Quran and you're not trying to follow it, and you're rebellious, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He's a liar. And the angel bear witness to that, they curse you. And every verse in Quran curse you. And this was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have a habit. They do not go to memorization until they live the message. They used to read one verse at a time, comprehend it, understand it, live in it. When they stayed fast, they go for another one. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He, by His will and His pleasure, when you reach all this, now you reach the Ridwan of Allah, the pleasure of Allah. And now Allah become for you. Allah, He will please you. even in ultimate calamity, you would see goodness in it, and he gives you his pleasure internally. Because today we misunderstand pleasure. Pleasure meaning material. But the highest level of pleasure, even when Allah gives you a calamity or the things you do not like, and you're pleased, you're happy, you're content. Because you know your Lord, he did it for a reason. He did it with wisdom, and cannot happen without his will. Cannot. No way. Sometimes today we blame each other. No, but you did it, or you did it. No, it cannot happen. It cannot happen without his will. And all this you will lead you to what? It will lead you to four meaning. The ni'mah of Allah. How much we thank and show gratitude to Allah. How much we value the pleasure of Allah. And how much we believe in everything cannot happen without the will of Allah. And how we cannot rebellious against the one who give us all this, which is Allah, the one we claim we love him. By this way, is no somebody, love somebody and complain about him. By this way, be careful in your situation in life to be in a state of complaining or anger or upset about the qadr. Because you, before you complain about a person, you are complaining about the qadr. Because a person cannot do it without the qadr of Allah. By this way, all this, the early people said, be careful because this is the things, it make you beloved to Allah. And the opposite. Any minus, it make you away from Allah. And away from Allah meaning veils. Meaning not close. Meaning Allah is not looking at you. Allah is not listening to you. Now, by this way, when you look to us, we are drowning in the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one way or another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, verse 53, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نَعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every gift you have from Allah. وَلَرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ الْمُدَّثِرْ 7. Until your Lord, be patient, whatever He ordained. قُلْ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. 39, Al-Kahf. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Al-Baqarah 231. Remember the bounty of Allah over you. And if you believe in Allah, وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. Al-Zumur, verse 9. Meaning the believer always, he seek the rahmah. He seek the mercy of his Lord. One scholar, he said, how you seek the mercy of the Lord and you're rebellious about him? How? And also the people who do like that, the people belong to Allah, Surah Al-Sajda, verse 16, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. This people who love Allah, they call Allah all the time in a state of fear and a state of greed. Greed of His Rahmah. And greed of the Rahmah of Allah is something pleased to Allah. You know? You wish He give it to you. You see? But again, how you wish to Him give it to you something and you're rebellious against Him? Be careful. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Al-Ma'idah, chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 23. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. True tawakkul, rely on Allah if you are only a mu'min. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about the companion of Rasulullah SAW in verse 119, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Baqarah 207, He said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِ نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And among the people who sold himself for Sabilillah. And this came, Wallahu A'lam, to the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one Suhayb al-Rumi, when he left Mecca and he gave all his money to the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to just let him go. By the way, he gave all his money all his capital just to go immigrate to Mecca. By this way, we can see this journey is a journey of truth, journey of love, journey of belief, journey of quality, belong to the owner of quality, surrender to his command and destiny, and believe the one who loves you do not give you except what is good for you, even if you do not like. But what happened? What happened if what I love, astaghfirullah al-azim, may Allah forgive me, above his love? When a situation comes and he takes some of what I love, I become rebellious. But if I believe in him, what he takes from my love, he actually wants me to go to love him. By this way, I will love it. But today, because the attachment is so hard, it becomes very upsetness. We're supposed to be very happy because he make me belong to him more. Do you understand or not? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a comprehending and belief of the journey of love to Allah, and make us and protect us from our love, and make our love beloved to him, and make his love above all our love, and make everything he ordained to us beloved to our heart, and give us the humble and humility and patience and tranquility with everything he ordained for us. And O Allah, make us, Ya Allah, like the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love you and love Islam and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love Jannah and love Paradise, and hate hellfire, and most of all, love to see you, Ya Allah. Love to see your most beautiful face, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us the quality to be a true believer. Give us the quality to be a true lover of you, Ya Allah. Give us that quality to love everything only for you, Ya Allah, by you, toward you. And make us love each other for you only, Ya Allah. And make everything beloved to you is beloved to our heart. And make it strength to our love to you, Ya Allah. And anything we love, Ya Allah, diminish it from our heart and fill our heart with loving you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we cannot do it without you, Ya Allah. Without your support, Ya Allah. Without your guidance, Ya Allah. Without your ability, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us a tawfiq and nur and qabool to understand and comprehend this journey, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, fill our heart with love of you and your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us live with it, die with it, resurrect it with it. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.